Susan Tompor. She writes for the Detroit Free Press when it comes to business finance, how to help us conduct our financial lives in a better fashion. Susan is very good at that. How are you, Susan?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Appreciate you being with us. You wrote a story that really caught my eye. It was in yesterday's business section of the Free Press, and the headline read, "Don't ignore calls from collection agencies." I know that, but it goes on to read, "Even if you're not in debt." Talk about that.
Well, yes, it's sort of interesting. There are people getting phone calls who aren't in debt, that, you know, from the debt collectors. I had a gentleman in Oakland County saying he's getting calls at 8:30 on some Saturdays from people trying to collect money from him, and he doesn't owe them anything at all. And I've heard since then from other readers who say they've got the same issue. Now, it might be a common name, might be you have an old cell phone number. One of the people I quoted in the piece yesterday, which is still online at www.freep.com, is she said her daughter had a cell phone, so it was a preteen, a 12-year-old got a new cell phone. Well, that cell phone was somebody else's number, and Blockbuster was trying to collect a bill of about $13 and kept calling the girl, and it was pretty hard to fix because it was an automated line. This woman ended up calling the public relations department of Blockbuster, but it's kind of a serious issue, and people are very annoyed by it. Obviously, you don't want to be getting calls from anybody if you don't want them, you know, and if they're trying to collect money from you, that's another issue. You certainly don't want to be hearing from these folks, but you do have to make it clear that you don't owe the money. It really, unfortunately, the way the rules are right now, is you're going to have to be pretty clear to folks about, you know, saying, I don't owe this money. The Federal Trade Commission has certain rules in place to protect consumers, but unfortunately, consumers are the ones who have the burden, in many cases, to prove that, or not prove, but, you know, maybe send letters to a debt collector to tell them that they don't owe the money. And the gentleman in Oakland County, for him, it worked out where it seems like the phone calls have stopped. You know, he told them he doesn't know it. He told them he doesn't know it. They seem to believe him. And that he's not getting as many calls as he used to. So that's a good thing.
In your column, you also talk about how consumers who do not owe money should never hand over cash just to make the call stop. Believe it or not, some people do pay when they shouldn't just to get the collectors off their back. Now, my wife would slap me on the back of the head and said, what's wrong with you? I'll handle this if you had this problem. People are really that into getting those calls to stop.
I know. I was very, very shocked when I read that with the Federal Trade Commission. They had taken action against some bad actors in the industry a few years back, and they said it was something like 70-80% people were paying on these bills. Now, when I said that to the fellow at the FTC, he said some people have a low tolerance, you know, for annoyance here. So they do sort of give in. And think about it. If the bill is maybe $30, you know, you might have a low tolerance for pressure and say, ah, the heck with it. Just pay the bill. I personally wouldn't do it. Your wife wouldn't let you do it, and you probably wouldn't do it either. And given the economy in Michigan, I'm thinking fewer and fewer folks are going to be, you know, sending $20 or $30 or $40 just to get the phone calls to stop. But it is really important not to pay these folks. You know, maybe some of our elderly get tired. They're home a little bit more than folks working. So, you know, you don't want to pay it, obviously. But, you know, don't give in.
Susan, you also write that debt collection practices are on the top of the list for new Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which officially kicks off July 21st.
Yes, and that bureau is seeking complaints and comments. And so consumers can go to www.consumerfinance.gov. It's www.consumerfinance.gov. And you can post some of your concerns or comments about large debt collectors, prepaid card companies, and other non-bank firms that are part of the new regulations under the Dodd-Frank Act. So they are seeking, you know, some thoughts, and there are some thoughts that perhaps debt collectors will face some tougher regulation here, maybe more burden on making sure that some of these lists are accurate. Obviously, they don't want to be collecting, you know, calling folks that they're not going to get money from. But on the same token, are the creditors giving them the accurate information? And that may be where some of this starts getting a little bit more regulated. How much information will creditors have to give to a debt collector? You know, I'm just speculating here that this isn't in place yet, but, you know, if this is a big issue and the FTC is still getting a lot of complaints on this, I do think you might see some action out of this new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They do say debt collection's on the top of the list.
Susan, you also write in Michigan, the state attorney general's office regular mediates complaints on behalf of consumers and has logged 654 as of the date of this story regarding debt collections this year.
Yes, so the state is getting a lot of these complaints as well, and the Michigan Attorney General's Office has an alert at their website. So if you do have complaints, there's somewhere to complain at the state. The Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs is the state entity responsible for licensing debt collectors, and you can find a complaint there as well. So, you know, there are different avenues, and you, if you are having a problem, you really should complain or get it addressed. You know, I know it's annoying. It's very annoying sometimes to actually go through the complaint process. It's easier sometimes to just ignore it, but sometimes the real extreme, and this doesn't happen everywhere, is that you might have a lawsuit filed against you if the creditor really thinks that you're the person that isn't paying the money. And then what do you do? Well, then the consumer needs to show up in court because the collector can win by default and start a legal process to try to garnish wages. Again, that's the extreme. All of this seems like a lot of work for somebody who doesn't own a dime, but you know, it can spiral, I guess is what we're trying to say. Unfortunately, it can spiral.
And finally, Susan, in a box in the story, some awesome information about what you should know about debt collectors. And in bullet points, you tell what these debt collectors can and cannot do and what the rights of the consumer are, and you even have places where people can go for help.
Absolutely. And again, that's still on the website. If you go to, it was in the paper, the hard paper on Thursday, which my column regularly appears in the paper on Thursdays and Sundays, but you can still go to the website, www.freep.com, and click on some of these URLs and get some more information. The Michigan Attorney General, their alert on debt collection practices, there's a click-on spot there. And also the debt collection industry has a www.askdoctor, spelled out, drdebt.com, and they also give some information. But, you know, the debt collection agencies aren't supposed to call you, you know, at 7 in the morning, and they're not supposed to call you at midnight unless you agree. So that's, you know, you do have some protections there. They're not supposed to call you at work if they're aware that your employer prohibits such calls. So people do have legitimate debts, but they also have legitimate rights. You know, obviously, if you owe money, somebody's going to try to collect it from you, but they shouldn't be trying to collect it from you at 2 in the morning, and they shouldn't be harassing you or abusing you or anyone else about, you know, family members or whatever, and they're not supposed to lie or mislead anyone when collecting a debt. And the FTC, you know, does regulate this or oversee this, so you can make complaints there as well.
All right, and Susan, as we let you go, underneath your photo and byline, it says, Susan Tompor advises consumers to correct mistakes in writing.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the key things they say here is if you are getting some of these calls and, you know, the people aren't listening to you, you do need to contact the collector and keep the letter and send the letter early in the process. So, you know, if it's one or two calls and they're not bugging you, you may not need to do that again. But if you're getting a string of calls here, you are going to try to want to keep it in writing. You know, make sure that they know that you know that you don't owe them any money.
Susan Tompor writes her column for the Detroit Free Press. Go to freep.com and look up TOMPOR. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you, and you have a great weekend, Tony.